snebri nabodo mai mila khwekhan to nabod anam ser hir ir ko onais magnus maximus agamre anavloed in ti khan to tri an gadael an genedl gofan a heddiw
in quarantine, and so is Josh, although I can hear him listening to some music in there. I wonder what it is, I can't understand any of it. I was wondering if we could work on a podcast together, but here we are, separate spaces within the same apartment. I'm not sure it's going to be possible. Hang on, I'll call him. And I'll at least see if he can turn down that music and answer the phone.
Shumai.
I must have dialed the wrong number. I don't know what that was. I'll try that again.
Hello, should I see?
Hello, Josh, is that you?
Yes, Susan, it's me. I was just practicing my Welsh.
I didn't know you had an ear for languages, Josh.
You didn't know what, Susan? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
An ear for languages, Josh. When someone can pick up languages easily, we say they have an ear for it. Did you ever hear that saying before? An ear for it.
No, I don't have an earache. I have a headache.
Not an earache, Josh. That's not what I was talking about. How are you feeling today? I'm definitely a lot better than I was yesterday. I had a persistent headache yesterday, but thankfully my head feels wonderful right now, and I've been up since 6 and I've been researching composers for a new podcast. But you're after giving me a great idea. A composer who could speak Danish, Norwegian, Icelandic, German, French, Italian, Portuguese, English, and Swedish. He definitely had an ear for languages.
Oh, why don't you call him then? I feel ill.
Ah, come on, Josh. I'll give you a minute to get yourself together, and I'll call you right back. He's a bit more alert today. I thought he had a fever when I heard him singing there earlier. I mean, I've heard him singing, but I've never really heard Josh use Welsh in conversation. I hope he has his energy back. I'll try and slow down when I talk so that he can keep up with me. Okay, I have to try and remember that. Are you right there, Josh? Are you ready? I'm thinking you can just take notes while I'm talking.
Oh, fine. If I have to, Susan.
You'll be fine, Josh. Come on, I'm starting. Okay, listen up.
Okay.
Leroy Anderson was born on June 29th, 1908, in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And by the time he was 5 years old, actually, as soon as his feet could reach the pedals, his mother began giving him piano lessons. Leroy's mom had arrived in the United States from Sweden as a child, and she was a very talented musician herself. He learned from her very quickly, Josh, is there something wrong with my phone? Can you hear me okay? I keep hearing it, like a tapping noise.
A tapping noise? Oh, I think that's just me typing what you're saying, Susan. I know you're keen to get this podcast done.
Wait, Josh. Did you say typing? Have you got a typewriter?
Oh, yeah. You see, when I had a fever the other day, I did some online shopping. Apparently, I can't even remember what I ordered, and this typewriter just appeared this morning.
Okay. You have a typewriter, all right. Right, well, where was I? Yes, Leroy's mom was really surprised when he started to play songs that she had never taught him. I guess he had a really good ear for music, and when he heard a song or a piece of music, he could remember it very well and play it himself without any lesson. Eventually, his parents sent Leroy to study piano at the New England Conservatory of Music, where he could progress at a faster pace. Josh, you sound like you're very agitated. The typing speed is dialed up a few notches. Are you annoyed at me for talking so much?
Me? Annoyed at you? Oh, I don't think that's possible to you. And no, it's just I think I'm getting better at this typing thing. You see, I guess I didn't know I could type this quickly before. I'm quite enjoying it. Go on, continue. I'm feeling a little bit better now.
Okay, the noise is something else, I have to say. It's kind of like there's a woodpecker sitting on the edge of my phone, Josh. Can you not turn down the volume of the typewriter?
Turn down the volume on a typewriter? No. Just block it all out. Just pretend it's not even there. I'm enjoying this a lot, you know.
That Leroy attended the famous Harvard University, and he did take many music courses there, although he was convinced he would actually become a teacher of languages. After becoming fluent in so many languages, he finally changed his mood, he changed his mind, and began to compose music for the very famous Boston Pops Orchestra at the request of conductor Arthur Fiedler. And in 1938, the Boston Pops performed the first major hit, Jazz Pizzicato.
Wait, hang on. What's this, Susan? It's not like you to normally mess things up. Come on.
I said jazz pizzicato, Josh. Jazz pizzicato. It's like when the notes sound like tiptoey, when the strings of the instruments, like violins or double basses, are plucked instead of bows, and they go boing, boing, like that, Josh. I mean, Josh, are you serious? Did you never hear? Sorry, Josh. I shouldn't get cranky like that. That tapping, it's just mildly infuriating.
Can you spell it, please, Susan?
Can I spell infuriating?
Oh, no. Pizzicato. Can you spell that for me, please, Susan?
Okay. I-Z-Z-I-C-A-T.
Oh.
Sorry. Leroy Anderson's ability to speak so many languages enabled him to work as a spy during the Second World War. I'm thinking that he is most famous for a piece of music that he composed during the heat wave of 1946.
Oh, is this the one about a sleigh ride, Susan?
Yes! He actually wrote that song all about being on a sleigh in the snow. He wrote it in the middle of a heat wave. But Josh, can you not put in any jingle bells into the tape? Because honestly, the tappity-tap racket that you're making all by yourself, it's enough of an annoyance.
Oh, You're a little, how do I say this? You're a little off form today, Susan. You know, I'm normally the one who's a little bit...
A little bit what, Josh?
Nothing. It's fine. I'm sure it's just all in my head. I still have a little bit of this fever. I think let's just keep on going.
Okay. Well, Leroy Anderson and his wife and children finally moved to Woodbury, Connecticut, and they lived in a house that he referred to as his own splendid isolation, like quarantine, Josh, like you and me.
Oh yeah, lucky him.
Wasn't he lucky? He had the walls in his workroom soundproofed with extra insulation so he could work in peace. And as he had grown up in a small apartment in New York City, and he was always forced to listen to other people in the same building making noises that he didn't like listening to. Are you getting all of this, Josh?
Oh yeah, I'm just typing that now, yeah.
Make that up, Josh. He really did get to block out horrible noises that got on his nerves, like woodpeckers or people tapping. Do you know what, Josh? I have a touch of a headache. Actually, forget that. I have a splitting headache, so I do. I cannot keep working on this episode anymore right now. Can you finish it, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, you don't feel good, Susan. Yes, of course. Take a little nap and I'm sure you'll feel a bit better when you wake up. Do you know, I've just googled Leroy Anderson and I found the perfect piece of music to finish off this episode. Do you know what? I think you'll really, really love it.
I feel bad, Josh. I feel bad. You're a very kind person. I'm ashamed of myself. I'm sorry I was cranky today. Look, turn up that piece of music you found and I'll lie down here. I'll close my eyes and I'll try and drift off to sleep while I'm listening to it. And I'm very sorry, Josh.
Okay, well, you have a good sleep then. Here, I'll switch it on now. Thank you.
To Joshua David Yardy, who produced this podcast and composed the music. You can find out more about Joshua at yardy.composer@gmail.com. My name is Susan Shea, and you can learn a lot more about how children learn. You can check out some fun family travel ideas, and you can celebrate this wonderful world at phoneticplanet.org.